I'm joined by Sandy Brown. She's the director of the PAW Protectors of Animal Welfare Shelter in Fort Madison. And we had a story that we reported recently that adoptions, foster adoptions, shelter adoptions, all were going up as people were stuck inside and needed somebody furry to talk to and to help make their day. And Sandy, that's good news for you, and it's good news for the shelter, isn't it?
That's great news for all the shelters and the animals and all the shelters everywhere. Yes.
So tell me how it works. I know that with the virus and with the social distancing and things like that, what changes have you had to make at the actual shelter?
We are basically closed to the public for just, hey, I want to come in and walk around and see what you have. Maybe I'm going to adopt an animal in the near future. What have you got? We are closed to those kind of tours.
Okay.
If you are interested in adopting an animal, we ask that you go to our website, fill out an application. We review it, give you a call, make sure the animal that you're interested in is still available, is still a good fit, and then we set up an appointment, have you come in. And then it's kind of business as usual after that. We're just very aware. We are essential for our animals, but we are not, you are not required to come to the shelter. So if you feel uncomfortable coming in, we just ask you to wait until the quarantine is over. Otherwise, come ahead. We've got a lot of amazing animals waiting for
somebody to come in and help them. Yeah, somebody to become a part of their family.
Make your quarantine a little bit easier to deal with, yes.
Now, okay, you said the right fit. What goes into making the right fit, so to speak?
Well, animals have personalities just like people. Some dogs don't like cats. Some cats don't do well with dogs or small children. Or other cats or other dogs. So those are questions that we ask. When you're looking for a dog, say, hey, look, I'm interested in Max, but I've got another dog and a cat. And we'll go, well, you know, Max is a husky, and Max will eat a cat, so he's not going to be your best fit. Let's introduce you to someone we feel is going to be a better fit for your home.
So how does foster adoptions work? And what is a foster adoption as opposed to a regular adoption?
So we have a foster program where we have animals that are in need of either special care for medical issues. Maybe somebody is super, super stressed at the shelter or super shy. There's different reasons. And then we ask a family or a person to come in and just temporarily take that animal into their home. We start at a 2-week stretch. A lot of times, wonderfully, after the 2 weeks are up, the people are like, yeah, we're not bringing them back. We're in love. They're staying. And that's called a foster fail. We have a lot of those, which is exactly what you want. People that are temporarily keeping a dog for the shelter and then decide they're going to make it permanent.
Which is that's exactly what you want, though, right?
Right. The difference between a foster and an adopt is when you come in to foster a dog or a cat, we have a list of those that we need fostered. You cannot come in and say, hey, I just want to foster the most popular dog in the shelter. Okay. They're going to get a home.
Now, do you do that online? Is that something you do online, or does that have to, that has to be done physically in person, doesn't it?
Yes, all of our applications can be done online. We can do a phone interview over the phone, and then when you come in, we want to meet everybody personally, because I'm controlling that way. People that know me know that. We like to meet you and talk to you personally. We want to make sure it's a good fit. We don't want your shelter experience to either in fostering or in adopting to be a bad one.
Now, I know that we were talking yesterday, and talking about the most recent third Saturday of the month. You did not have your normal can and bottle pickup at Southeastern Community College, but you can take the cans and bottles right to the shelter in Fort Madison. Is that right?
Yes. You can drop them off at the shelter 24/7. If you pull in our driveway, the big can bin is to your right. We ask that you please tie your bag shut. It's very windy at the shelter, So we ask that you please tie your bag shut. And if at all possible, do not put your glass bottles in with your plastic bottles and cans. It's dangerous for the people that sort.
Okay. So separate it out and be kind because they want to be able to sort it. They want to be able to exchange that for money. Needs of the shelter, I guess. So what is the biggest need from the shelter? I'm going to guess the biggest need you have is cash.
always. Because all of our animals, before they go to their permanent homes, are fully vetted. They're spayed or neutered, have all their shots, microchipped, everything like that. So our vet bills run us, you know, almost $200,000 a year.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we all, the joke is at the shelter, we'd rather have a $5 bill than a $50 bag of dog food.
Okay. So money, hey, cans, bottles, but money is even better. And I'm going to guess they can send that. They can send a check to you. That's probably the easiest thing to do, right? What's the best way to, what do they do? Where do they send their check to?
So our physical address is 2031 48th Street in Fort Madison. You can pay online. You can call us if you want to pay with a debit or credit. You can call us, and we can do that over the phone. Or they can send it to 2031 48th Street in Fort Madison.
All right. Well, don't forget the doggies and the kitties, and get those cans and bottles, but send those checks 2031 48th Street, Fort Madison, or what's your website? What's the website?
Our website is just pawfortmadison.com.
Pawfortmadison.com. All right. Well, let's hope a lot of people. I know my wife is bringing some goodies. She's going to bring some cans and bottles that'll be turned to cash for you guys in a carload coming in later on today. But
maybe I can catch her and give her a quarantine buddy as well.
There you go. Actually, we've got my daughter and her fiance are in Chicago, and they have two wonderful cats, and they're going to come and spend a little bit of time with us, but they're going to bring their cats with them, so the cats will be acclimating. So we will have pets. We'll have pets in our house coming up here in a couple of days ourselves. So.
I'll just find one that's good with cats. There you go.
There you go. You bet.
There you go.
Sandy Brown, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.